One question rarely asked in the war against Afghanistan is how much it's costing the United States. The Pentagon says it's still tallying that number and offers no total. Outside analysts estimate that the armed services are spending hundreds of millions of dollars a month on the war. Add in the damage done by terrorists to the economy, and the figures become staggering. NPR's David Malpas reports.
The movement of tens of thousands of military personnel and their equipment halfway across the world to conduct daily strikes against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda network is an expensive proposition. Some Washington think tanks have come up with rough cost estimates.
The Pentagon so far has incurred costs of probably something like $500 million to $1 billion in the operation in Afghanistan.
That's Steve Koziak, director of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. He says it's hard to be more precise because the Defense Department doesn't disclose a lot of details, such as the number of bombs dropped. Still, analysts do have a general idea what the military is up to, and certain operational costs are known.
A aircraft like the F-18 fighter, which is a Navy carrier-based aircraft, costs about $5,000 an hour to operate. There's also costs of munitions. A precision-guided munition like the Joint Direct Attack Munition, which has been used a lot over there, costs about $25,000 a piece. Some of the other precision-guided munitions like the Tomahawk cruise missile costs $1 million a piece.
In addition, there's the cost of calling up the reserves, combat pay, and increased fuel costs for ships. It could add up to as much as $1.2 billion a month, according to Gordon Adams, a former security spending director with the Federal Office of Management and Budget. Adams says Pentagon spending seems reasonable given the task at hand, but he also points out that it hasn't come under close scrutiny so far.
Right now, there is overwhelming public support for the military operation and overwhelming public support for the Pentagon in general. The sense that one gets from the elected officials on Capitol Hill is whatever you need, we're going to be able to fund it and we're going to be willing to fund it. So there's basically no real quarreling yet.
A report released today by the Milken Institute in California examines the many costs of the war on the home front and concludes that they could dwarf the direct military expenditures. The new study estimates that final costs from property damage, the cleanup and rebuilding, just from the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, will be $10 billion. Peter Navarro, a business professor at the University of California at Irvine, who wrote the study, says that's just a fraction of the damage done to the overall economy.
Just the lost production alone for a couple of days when the nation was essentially shut down, that has a price tag of about $35 billion.
The hotel and travel industries will continue with substantial losses for a couple of years, Navarro predicts, and companies of all types will be stuck with what he calls the terrorism tax.
American business today is going to produce less inevitably with the same amount of resources. And they're going to do that because they're inevitably going to divert productive resources into protective resources.
That means spending more by business across the board on security personnel and identification technologies. War costs also are to be found in decisions about airlines. Navarro estimates that salaries for baggage checkers would likely double if placed under federal control, adding $600 million in annual costs. Placing two sky marshals on every U.S. flight would cost $6 billion. Costs are mounting for local governments, with law enforcement personnel working lots of overtime to investigate anthrax scares, bomb threats, and suspicious persons. William Buchanan says officials have faced all of that and more in Wichita, Kansas. He's the county manager there. One surprise was that even this far away from New York and Washington, demands on public health services rose sharply after September 11th.
People were very anxious, which manifests itself in lots of different ways. We had to put some extra people on to handle the call volume and do some follow-ups. Another cost certainly has to do with our sheriff's department and extra patrols around the water and sewer plants in and around the city.
The county is also being asked to close a four-lane highway next to an Air Force base. Building an alternative will be expensive. All the extra costs couldn't come at a worse time. Like many parts of the country, Wichita is also facing large-scale job layoffs and lower tax revenues.
So we have two colliding lines on a graph that aren't pretty.
In this war, the ultimate financial costs reach far beyond the military. David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.